早上好。他们敬拜小组带得非常好。
The worship team did a great job.
让我们的心里很激动。
They let our hearts be excited.
他们非常辛苦。
They work really hard.
早上八点多他们就打电话说要进教会。
They called at 8 something in the morning to get into the church.
一般来说他们是应该是九点钟来练习的。
Usually they come here at 9.
但是他们是九点钟以前就来了。
But they got here before 9 today.
他们做得非常好。
They did a really great job.
我们三个教会联合聚会的时候上一次啊他们其他人的教会说我们教会的这个敬拜带得非常好。
Last time we had that 3 church barbecue in Salem, the other churches all said that our worship team did a really great job.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
但愿我的讲道可以给他们一样好。
That my sermon will be as great as their worship.
好，我先做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天早上把我们弟兄姊妹朋友带在这里。我们真的是求你保守，特别是孩子自己，我的口，主啊，愿每句话，主啊都受圣灵的感动。主，愿我们所学的经文，我们看的经文，给我们真的是有深刻的印象。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。好，我今天要讲的课题是识别假基督，等候主再来。
The sermon that I'm going to be giving today is about the Antichrist and the Second Coming of Jesus.
这个背景就是这样的。
This is the background.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十七节，他就保罗讲到被提的事情。
In 1 Thessalonians 4:17, Paul talks about being taken up.
好，四章十七节这样讲的，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要永远和主就要和主永远同在了。
In chapter 4 verse 17 it says that after that we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
我才发现上次我讲到的时候刚好是讲到这个主耶稣在了被提了这件事情。
And I realized that my last sermon I also talked about a similar topic of Jesus' second coming.
我看看这个怎么走的啊。那么耶稣再来的时候呢，是和他有一些记号的，有一些象征的。
For Jesus' second coming, there's some things that were said about it.
耶稣再来的时候是驾着云再来的，驾云来的啊。
Jesus' second coming is coming from the clouds.
耶稣自己也是这样说的。
And Jesus himself said that.
他说人子降临的时候是驾着云来的。
He said that when he comes back, it will be from the clouds.
旧约里面但以理先知也是这样说的。
In the Old Testament, the prophet Daniel also said something similar.
然后天使也是这样说的。
And the angel said this as well.
比如说这个《使徒行传》一章十一节说，天使这样说的：“你怎样看人子上天的，他要怎样回来。”
For example, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, it was said that how you see Jesus go is how he will come back.
好，保罗也是这样说的。
And Paul said it too.
所以说，耶稣再来的时候有他的象征。
So when Jesus comes, he will come that way.
还有他的 sign 哦。
There's those signs.
Okay, 对不起啊，怎么不动了呢？好了，Okay, 那么这个耶稣来的时候呢，耶稣就自己讲了，他有一些他的预兆。
Jesus had had prophecies about his own second coming.
在马太福音24章第三节。
In Matthew chapter 24 verse 3.
门徒就问他。
The disciples asked him.
你降临和世界末了的时候有什么预兆呢？
They asked him about some signs for his second coming and for the end of the world.
耶稣这样说的。
Jesus said.
说你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你。
Watch out that no one deceives you.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
他说因为将来啊，有好些人冒我的名说我是基督。
He said that for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah.
那个时候有人会这样对你说。
And at that time, people will say to you,
耶，基督在这里，基督在那里。
The Messiah is here, the Messiah is there.
基督在室内，在房间里，基督在外面。
Jesus is in the room, Jesus is outside.
你们听了这些话，总不要相信的。
When you hear these words, do not believe it.
然后呢，在那个时候呢，有很多人要跌倒。
And at that time, many people will fall.
OK， 然后他说跌倒了，这个中文叫跌倒，其实英文是就是说失去信仰的意思。
In Chinese, that term in English means that you fall away from your faith.
然后呢，有好多假先知要起来。
And there will be many false prophets.
然后还说了。
And he says.
就说但以理这个，他说这个。你们看见但以先知但以理说那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
Daniel says, so when you see standing in the holy place, the abomination that causes desolation.
站在圣地就是说他在圣殿里面。
Standing in the temple.
好，我来看看那个图跑了啊。
We're going to search for the image.
这个好，这个就是讲到这个耶稣再来。
This is the timeline of Jesus' second coming.
好，我回头看啊。然后呢，你看这个耶稣，这个叫耶稣再来，它有两个阶段。
There's two phases to Jesus' second coming.
我喜欢这个图。
I really like this image.
这个图讲到这个就被提。
This talks about the rapture, which is us being taken up.
耶稣说我们人要上去。
Jesus said that us we will go up.
然后呢，他要降下来。
And he will come down.
然后呢，我们就在云中和他相遇。
And we will be with him in the clouds.
好，我们就被提了。
And we will be taken up.
啊，我们就在天上了。哎呀，多美丽啊！
And we will be in the skies.
然后呢，耶稣最后呢，他要再下来，然后就要审判全地了。
And then Jesus will come down again and judge the earth.
在被提和他这个在降到地上呢，这一段时间呢叫七年大灾难。
The time in between the rapture and Jesus' return to earth is called the tribulation.
好，这个就是这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章的背景。
This is the background of Second Thessalonians.
好，我们刚才也讲到耶稣讲的预兆。
And we talked about the prophecies of Jesus.
然后呢？保罗，好，我们来看保罗讲的事情了。
And let's see what the things that Paul said.
这个帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章分了三段。
Second Thessalonians has, or chapter 2 has three parts.
第一个段呢，就是第一节和第二节。
The first part is verse 1 and verse 2.
就是讲到保罗说到他们讲到被提的这件事情。
This is the verse 1 and verse 2 is talking about how Paul talked about the rapture.
然后呢，第三节到第十三节。
And verse 3 to verse 13.
他就讲到假基督的事情。
It talks about the Antichrist.
应该是第三节到第二十二节啊。
It's actually verse 3 to verse 12.
然后第十三节以后呢，就讲到我们应该怎样做。
And verse 13 and the rest of it talks about what we should do.
好，我们来看第一节。他说：“弟兄们啊，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到那里聚集。”
Verse 1 says, "Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to Him, we ask you, brothers and sisters."
啊，就是我就把这幅图又看哈，就是保罗是讲了这一部分。
Here's this image again, and it's talking about the rapture and the church.
他说我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Verse 2 says, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by the teaching allegedly from us, whether by prophecy or by word of mouth or by letter, asserting that the day of the Lord has already come.
所以说有人呢就在教会里说耶稣已经到了。
So there are people in the church that say that Jesus has already come.
所以说呢，在教会里呢，造成了一些混淆，造成一些就是混乱。
So there's some chaos and confusion in the church.
我估计呢，为什么会混乱呢
？So why is there this chaos?
因为耶稣已经来了。
Because Jesus has already come.
我们还在地上。
And we're still on the earth.
哎呦，那我们是不是被耶稣忘了
？So have we been forgotten by Jesus?
所以说教会就有混乱了。
So that's why the church has chaos.
然后保罗就开始解释。
So Paul starts to explain this.
好，我们来看一个这个例子。
Let's look at an example.
现在在末世的时代呢，但耶稣还没有来，但是耶稣来之前呢，有很多混乱的事情发生。
So now in this time, Jesus hasn't come yet, but there's a lot of things that are happening that have caused confusion.
现在有一个邪教，就是异端，叫全能神。
There's this false group or religion called Almighty God.
这个是我在网上一个截图啊，就是他的那个网页。
This is a screenshot that I took of their website.
哇，他，你看他为什么叫全能神呢？
Why is this group called the Almighty God?
哦，他有他的道理。
They have their own principles.
他说，在律法时代呢，神的名字叫耶和华。
In the age of the law or the Old Testament, God used the name Yahweh.
在恩典时代呢？神的名字就是耶稣。
In the age of grace, God's name was Jesus, or God used the name Jesus.
到了国度时代呢，神的名字就叫全能神。
In the age of the kingdom, God used the name Almighty God.
好，我再回到一个图，再看看。
Let's go back to this image.
我看看啊，我能不能找到这个图啊？哇！看没有啊？这个呢，这个是主以前，这个是旧约时代，这个就是新约时代，这个是国度时代。
So the orange part is the present age, and then the green part is the kingdom.
哇，他还是说的对的啊，这方面还是说的对的啊。
So that false group, they said this part of their principles was correct.
哇，到了国度时代，神的名字就是全能神。
In the age of the kingdom, God used the name Almighty God.
然后呢，他这个全能神的名字是怎么出来的呢？
How does this name Almighty God come to be?
他是从启示录一章八节这样取过来的。
It came from Revelation chapter 1 verse 8.
对，他说神这样说的：我是阿尔法，我是俄米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
God said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
这就是全能者这个教会啊，这个名字的来由。
This is how the name Almighty God, came to be.
说得非常漂亮。
It was written very pleasing.
他说耶稣已经来了。
They said that Jesus has already come.
然后我就进他的网站去看一看。
And I went to the website of this group to look around.
发现他有评价保罗的事情。
And I found that they talked about Paul.
我们都知道保罗在新约里面写了很多书信。
We know that Paul wrote a lot of
letters,
in the Bible.
就是新约的大部分都是保罗写的。
The majority of the New Testament was written by Paul.
保罗写书信的时候是受圣灵的引导。
The letters written by Paul were conveyed by the Holy Spirit.
但是他这里就是批评保罗。
But this writes a lot of bad things about Paul.
你看啊，他甚至他说保罗现在要受捆绑，受我的审判。
It even says on the website that Paul is still in bondage and facing God's judgment.
哇，这个和神说的完全是反的，不一样的。
This is completely different from what God said.
好了，我们又看到他的来由，我们又看到他所说的一些话。
We saw his coming and the things that he said.
啊，这个是啊，这个网站上这些说的话是全能神说的。
These are the things that group Almighty God said.
是神说的话，不是人，他说的啊，不是人说的话，是神说的话。
He said that these are the things that God said and not what they said.
那他的信徒是什么样的表现呢？
And what are the things that the Almighty God's group's disciples do?
好，我们再看。
Let's see.
我们在这个2014年5月28号发生了一件事情叫这个自愿杀人案。
In May 28th of 2014, there's something, this intentional homicide happened.
就是有一群人呢打死了一个人。
There was a group of people that beat a woman to death.
这六个人啊是这个全能神的成员。
The six people in the group that murdered the woman were in the group of Almighty God.
他们问一个餐馆里吃饭的时候，他们问一个女的，问她要她电话号码。
In a restaurant, the six people asked a woman for her cell phone number.
那个女的就说我不给你电话号码。
And the woman refused to give them her number.
然后他们就把她打死了。
And so they beat her to death.
然后警察把他们抓起来了。
And the police caught them.
然后发现他们是全能神的成员。
And found out that they're followers of the Almighty God group.
所以说他们两个人判了死刑。
So two of them were sentenced to the death penalty.
其他人判了七年到无期徒刑。
And the rest of them were sentenced to either 7 years or lifetime imprisonment.
其中有些人认了罪。
Some of them pleaded guilty.
哇，这个全能神怎么会被人的律法所限制呢？我不知道。
Why is the Almighty God being restricted by laws of mankind?
全能神的成员怎么会做这些坏事呢？
Why would believers of Almighty God do these evil things?
我们基督徒绝对不会相信这些人的。
Us Christians definitely will not believe these people.
不是基督徒的人也不会相信这些事情的。
Non-believers won't believe these things either.
所以说在末世的时代这些假基督就要来了。
So in the end times, these fake Christs will come.
所以说保罗就说了。
So Paul said.
他说啊，有人是有灵、有言语、有冒我的书信，说主的日子到了。
He said that there will be many people who come to claim that the time has come.
保罗说，不要动，不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Paul said, "Don't be frantic and don't be easily swayed."
所以说他们说耶稣来了是假的。
So when they say that Jesus has come, it's fake.
为什么是假的？
Why is it fake?
有没有回答？
Any responses?
因为耶稣要驾着云来的。
Because Jesus will come from the clouds.
我没看见驾着云呢，没看见啊。
We didn't see him come from the clouds.
好，我要加一点啊。在这里面加一点啊，我们知道有一个叫耶和华见证会。
We know that there's a group called
Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness.
他们说耶稣已经来了。
They said that Jesus has already come.
1914年来的。
In 1914.
我就问他们，耶稣我没看见了，耶稣来了。
And I asked them, I haven't seen Jesus come.
他说耶稣来了。
And they said Jesus has already come.
他是隐性的来，就是看不见的来。
He came hidden.
他来到人的心里。
He came into people's hearts.
哦，这个就是他们说再来了。
And that's what they called Jesus's coming.
不对啊。
But that's not right.
他是驾着云来的。
Jesus will come through the clouds.
所以说大家都说耶稣来了，你不要相信。
So when people say Jesus has already come, don't believe them.
耶稣自己这样说的，刚才我们看见的。
We saw earlier that Jesus himself said that.
他们说耶稣来了。
They said Jesus has come.
耶稣在这里，耶稣在那里。
Jesus is here, Jesus is there.
耶稣在屋里，耶稣在外面。
Jesus is in the building, Jesus is outside.
你们不要相信。
But don't believe them.
全能神就是这样的，其中一个。
And Almighty God is one of those groups that say these false things.
你如果在网上再查，很多地方很多人都会说耶稣已经来了。
If you look it up online, there are many people that will say Jesus has already come.
不可能的。
But that's impossible.
然后第三节到十二节呢，保罗就讲敌基督是什么样子的。
And in verses 3-12, Paul talks about what the Antichrist is like.
好，他说。人不拘有什么法子，你总要不把诱惑 因为那日子以前必有离教反离道反叛反教的事情，并且那罪人就是成人之子显露出来。
He wrote that, "Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction."
我特别注意了一个离道反教，反离道反教这件事，这个字眼啊，这个词。
I finally noticed this phrase in Chinese.
Yeah, 就是 falling 了。他说离道反教就是从基督教里面出来的意思。
Which is that falling away of faith or apostasy.
不会说 佛教就说哦耶稣来了，他不会这样说的。佛教叫
Buddhism won't say that, oh, Jesus has already come.
伊斯兰教也不会说基督来了。
And Islam will also not say, oh, Jesus has already come.
只有从基督教里面产生的异端会这样说。
Only people from within Christianity will say this.
所以说这个叫做离教反离道反教。
So this is called falling away or apostasy.
所以说不要相信他们。
So don't believe them.
然后呢，那个大罪人就是成人之子呢，就是撒旦的敌基督。
So the man of lawlessness or the man doomed to destruction is of Satan.
好，他抵挡二章四节啊，他是抵挡神，高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人尊敬的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
So in verse 4 it says, He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God.
他做什么呢？他抵挡神。
What does he do? He blocks God.
他高抬自己。
And raises himself up.
他超过一切神和一切受人尊重的。
He wants to raise himself up over everything that's called God or everything that is worshipped by man.
甚至坐在神的殿中自称是神。
Even sitting himself in God's temple and proclaiming himself to be God.
他是装作基督的敌基督。
He is pretending to be Jesus, the Antichrist.
所以说，这个是他的一个手法。
And this is one of his ways.
这个耶稣本人就说过，耶稣自己就说过。
And Jesus himself said.
他说啊，你看，先知但以理所说的那行毁坏的会站在这圣地。
So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation.
耶稣说的站在，保罗说的坐在。
Jesus said standing and Paul said sitting.
他们都跑到神的殿中，那假装是神呢。
They are all in God's temple pretending to be God.
而且是在圣殿里面。
And in the temple.
其实真正的圣殿呢，现在已经没有圣殿了啊，就是耶路撒冷有个圣殿。
But even right now, there's no real physical temples.
现在犹太人还在想修圣殿。
And Jews even are thinking of building one themselves.
照着圣经的预言，有一天那个圣殿要建起来。
According to the Bible's prophecies, one day there will be a temple.
然后呢，假基督就会坐在里面。
And the Antichrist will sit in there.
现在那个圣殿还没有建起来。
Right now, this temple hasn't been built yet.
所以说，假基敌基督还没有来。
So the Antichrist hasn't come yet.
所以说，大家不要操心啊。
So don't be worried.
等到那个圣殿建起来的时候，我们再操心好不好？
Let's think or think about it when the temple is built.
好了，然后呢，保罗就说了。
And so Paul said.
我还在你们那里的时候，曾把这些事情告诉你们，你们想得起来吗
？Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things?
啊，然后呢，哦，已经跳了一个啊。他说现在你们也知道，那阻拦他的是什么？是。叫他到的时候才显露出来。
And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time.
现在不是时候，神有他自己的时间。到了时候，神会阻拦他的。
It is not yet the proper time.
神暂时阻拦他的，神暂时阻拦他的。
God, because God has his own timing, so God is temporarily holding him back.
然后呢，那不法的隐喻已经发动，只是现在有个阻拦的，等到那阻拦的被除去。
So the people or the power of lawlessness is already at work, but it's being held back.
所以说敌基督是到时候会蠢蠢欲动，但是恐怕天下不乱，但是现在是被阻拦的。
So the Antichrist has been plotting to make a move and is ready to move, but is being held back.
二章八节这样说的，那时那这不法的人必显露出来，主耶稣要用恐惧的气灭绝他，用降临的荣光废掉他。
And chapter 2 verse 8 says, And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming.
他说的是那时。
And he says,
Then. 那个时候。
Oh, then.
啊，就说还没有到。
Which means that it hasn't come yet.
还没有说现在，他没有说现在。
It isn't written now.
他说的是那时。
It's written then.
那时候那个敌基督就出来了。
At that time the Antichrist will come.
耶稣口中的气一出去，他就被灭掉了。
By one breath of Jesus, the Antichrist will be destroyed.
启示录记载，启示录就讲到说有利剑从耶稣的口中出来。
Revelation talks about a sword which will come out of Jesus' mouth.
哇，耶稣太厉害了，所以说他这个一说话，这个敌基督就没了。
Jesus is super strong. With one word of his mouth, the Antichrist will be destroyed.
好，这不法的人乃是要造撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹和一切虚假的事情。
The lawless ones who come will be in accordance with how Satan works.
所以说他会来做很多虚假的事情，好像是神在做一样。
He'll do a lot ofworks and false miracles that seem like they're works of Jesus.
所以说我们要谨守，我们要警惕，我们要就是要注意。
So we need to be vigilant and notice things, be observant.
好，我们再往下看啊，十节，他说，并且那沉沦的身上兴出各种不义的诡诈，因为他们不领受真理的心，使他们得救。
So continuing on to verse 10, it says, And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved.
约翰就这样说过，他说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
It says in John that when the light shines in the darkness does not accept the light.
约翰也这样说过，耶稣来到自己的地方，自己的人不接受他。
John also said that when Jesus comes to his own place, his own people will not accept him.
所以这些人的心很刚硬。
So these people's hearts are very hard.
所以说呢，故此神就给他们一个生发错误的心，叫他们虚从谎言。
So for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie.
就像法老一样，他不听神的话，神就让他的心刚硬。
Just like Pharaoh, who didn't listen to God's word, God made his heart hard.
然后呢，使一切不信真理的，道喜爱不义的人都被定罪。
And so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness.
也就像法老一样，法老不信，他心刚硬。
Just like Pharaoh didn't believe, and his heart was hardened.
所以说他的长子被杀了。
So his firstborn son was killed.
然后他的军队呢也被埋葬在红海里面了。
And his army was killed in the Red Sea.
所以说从这个三节到十二节呢，保罗是讲到敌基督的。
So in verses 3 to 12, Paul talks about the Antichrist.
保罗说是那时。
Paul said then.
啊，所以说我们现在不要操心。
So let's not worry about it now.
我们只是定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Let's focus on Jesus.
那时候他们出来以后，耶稣用口中的气就可以把他们消灭掉。
When they come, Jesus can use one breath of his mouth to destroy them.
现在呢，保罗呢就转向弟兄们说话了，叫他们要持守住。
And then in verse 13, Paul switches to talk to his brothers in Christ and tells them to be strong.
他说：“主所爱的弟兄们啊。”我 本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
Paul says, "But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters loved by the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth."
主所爱的弟兄们啊，保罗是这样说的。
Paul said, "Brothers and sisters loved by the Lord."
所以说，我们在座的弟兄姊妹们是主所爱的。
So, brothers and sisters sitting here, you are loved by the Lord.
所以说，对吧？啊，是神从起初就拣选了我们。
God has chosen us from the very beginning.
我们上个星期五有这个圣啊，有查经。
Last Friday we had Bible study.
神什么时候开始爱我们的
？When did God begin to love us?
大家有没有这个？什么时候有没有回答
？Does anyone have an answer?
什么时候开始爱我们的
？When did God start to love us?
创世以前。
From before creation.
那个时候还什么都没有的时候就已经爱我们了。
At the time when there was nothing in existence, God already loved us.
神不是说看见我们才爱我们的，是神没有我们的时候就已经爱我们了。
God didn't just love us when He saw us. He loved us before we even existed.
然后呢？他让我们信了这个真道。
And God let us believe in this truth.
然后呢，又把圣灵放在我们里面。
And put the Holy Spirit within us.
他让我们圣洁。
He let us, be purified and sanctified.
他让我们得救。
He let us be saved.
也就是说
，Which is to say，
被提的时候，我们要被提上去的。
We will be raised up.
所以说，这个神，保罗就说这个得救啊是确定的。
So Paul said that this being saved is for sure.
然后我们要站立的稳，专注在救恩上。
And we must stand firm and be focused on the truth.
好，神借我们所传的福音召你们到这地步，好让我们得着主耶稣基督的荣光。
He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们从开始信到成义，从这个开始信到成义 sanctification.
From the beginning of belief until sanctification.
然后呢，到什么呢？到得荣耀，就是
to
get glory. 哎呀。他说一步一步的来啊，保罗是这样说的。
Paul said, take it step by step.
就是要让我们得到神的荣光啊。
So that we may have the glory of God.
我们本来是罪人。
At first we were sinners.
然后我们信了耶稣，我们就要得神的荣光。
And after believing in Jesus Christ, we can have the glory of God.
我们可以来这个荣耀，我们可以荣耀的时候，我们可以 shine Jesus， 我们可以把耶稣的荣光发挥出来。
We can glorify God and have Jesus' glory come from within us.
好，所以说呢，就说你们不要灰心，不要惊慌。
So do not be worried and do not be frantic.
所以弟兄们嘛，你们要站立的稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold fast to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter.
我们怎样在主里成长呢？
How can we grow in God?
我们就是要来读经。
We must read the Bible.
我们要祷告。
We must pray.
我们要来团契。
We must come together.
这样我们就一起来成长。
Then we can all grow together.
这样我们就可以持守神的话语。
And then we can grow in God's word.
所以说敌基督他要做什么外面的什么事情过来，我们不会摇摆的。
So whatever the Antichrist does outside and tries to sway us, we will not be swayed.
所以说保罗说我们要站立的稳。
So Paul says we must stand firm.
好，二章十六节十七节这样讲的，但愿我们主耶稣基督和爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
In chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, it says, May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word.
然后主耶稣怎么讲呢？他说我们的主耶稣基督。
And what did Jesus say? He said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ."
不是他们的，那个耶稣基督是我们的。
Not their Lord, He is our Lord.
他是我的。
He is my Lord.
他也是姊妹的。
He is Annabelle's Lord.
是我们在座每一个信主的人的。
He is the Lord of every single one of you here today who believes in Jesus.
他是我们个人的。
He is our personal Lord.
好，然后呢，他讲到我们的父神。
And he talks about our Father.
他说是爱我们的父神。
He said our Father who loves us.
并将永远的安慰赐给我们的父神。
The God who will give us eternal encouragement and grace.
并且把美好的盼望赐给我们。
A God who will give us wonderful hope.
耶和华的意念是降平安的意念。耶和华他给了我们的指示，让我们有平安。
Jesus gives us peace.
好，所以说呢，我们的父神是爱我们的。
So our Father loves us.
所以说保罗用这些话来安慰我们的心。
So Paul uses this word to encourage our hearts.
所以说他也说，主耶稣和父神呢是会在一切善行上和善言上来坚固我们。
So Jesus and God will.
耶稣和天父啊，会让在这个我们的这个好的行为上、好的言语上来保守我们。
So Jesus and God will through our good works and the things that we do will bless us.
啊，我自己觉得啊。
Personally, I believe.
我现在说话可能说的比较好听了。
The things that I say may sound nice.
啊，都说鼓励的话。
They may be encouraging.
啊，我觉得这不是我在会说啊。
But I think it's not me who is talented in saying.
我觉得是圣灵来感动嘛。
It is the Holy Spirit moving within me.
让你心里有喜乐。
That within your heart you may have happiness.
所以说你说的话呢就比较得体一些。
So the words that you say are more positive.
啊，这是感谢赞美主。
So praise the Lord.
所以说呢，保罗就说不要听信那些谣言。
So Paul said, don't listen to those false things.
不要说耶稣已经来，不要相信他们说耶稣已经来了。
Don't believe them when they say Jesus has already come.
那个敌基督来了，神有他的办法。
When the Antichrist comes, Jesus has his ways.
然后呢，我们就专注在神的身上。
We just have to focus on God himself.
在主里成长。
And grow in him.
好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好，我来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你今天早上让孩子来传讲你的话语。主，我们知道末世近了，但是主耶稣还没有来。主耶稣来的时候会降着云来，是会把我们接到天上。所以我们真的是仰望你，让我们警醒。在末世的时候，很多人会冒充耶稣，说耶稣来了，但是还是没有来。主，我们真的是让我们眼睛明亮，心里明白，我们定睛专注仰望你，仰望你的荣光，让我们力上加力，恩上加恩，荣上加荣，让我们彰显你的荣耀。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。